Carlo Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Carlo Radio, I have a call. Welcome to Carlo Radio. Caller, are you there? Caller, can you hear me?
I can hear
Hello?
You. Can you hear me?
Hey! Hey, Mr. Nick, how are you, bro?
What's going on, big bro?
I am impressed. I am very impressed that my brother's calling me on hold before the show even began. Wow, thanks for calling. How are you, Nick?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Oh, I have had a rough week, but I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
What about you? How's everything going?
Yeah, everything, you know, is going okay. You know, a little bit of a rough week too, but, you know, no problem. This is what we do, you know. We keep on trucking.
That's right. Keep on trucking. That's right. You know, I was about to play that song today, Trucking by the Grateful Dead, but I picked another one. So did you have anything in particular you want to talk to? Today's topic
I wasn't sure
is,
what the go ahead. I was going to ask you actually what the topic was.
Today's topic is the Sue the 1% topic about my petition on change.org. And I just wanted to give people a better idea, a better understanding of what my intentions are with the lawsuit, with the
mm-hmm.
petition, which will hopefully turn into a lawsuit. You read it. What did you think of it? I think people might be a bit confused about who exactly I want to sue. You know, I'm not trying to sue Oprah Winfrey or some great basketball player because they're a millionaire. That's not my intention. And I think I need to be more clear on that. My intention is to sue the giant conglomerates of the world and the corporations and the businesses that are destructively conquering this planet and slowly turning us into their toys, basically. You read the petition. What did you think about it?
I think that's a good idea, just to kind of share more detail on kind of exactly what the objective is, even though it's listed there. I mean, I think it will help just to kind of, you know, really reinstate that the goal here is to just try and really focus on people that really aren't doing the right thing. So, you know, that are taking advantage of sort of the systems that are in place and that are kind of taking control and manipulating them so that people don't really have a fair shot and that they're subject to kind of whatever decisions are being made by the people that have the most money and the most power, which is not good.
That's not good. What I agree. What my problem is with capitalism. And I'm not a communist or a socialist or anything. I'm just me. But what I'm seeing from capitalism is the end result, and I think we've reached it. And the end result is there are winners of the game of capitalism. And they are so wealthy and so rich, they own – just think of it as a board game, Monopoly board game. I mean, they own Boardwalk, Park Place. They own every utility on the board. They own they owned – Do Not Pass Go, Go Directly to Jail. They own they own Community Chest. They own everything on the board. And we're just trying to make it to go to get our 200 little dollars so we can try and make it around the board again. It's no longer a fair game. And we have to change the rules just like they changed the rules to win the game. And that's what they did. They petition, they pay off, they lobby the governments of not just the U.S., but of the world. There's more rules here, so it's a little harder, but they've taken over. They have bent the rules, bent the tax codes, bent the regulations to where they have won the game. The game is over. Now they can do whatever they want to us. Well, that's not fair. It's not just. We broke up AT&T in the 80s because they got too big, and I want to break up these companies. they have a stranglehold on the economy and progress. So we can't. They're slowing down. There's cars they're selling in Europe that go 150 miles per gallon, but we can't do that here. We don't even know those are available. You know, that's not fair. That's not just. That's not the way it's. We have no choices anymore. Whatever, you know, in many areas of the country, the only place to shop is a Walmart for your groceries and everything else. That's not how it's supposed to be. Capitalism is a good idea, theoretically. But we have come to the end times with capitalism. There are about 20 giant conglomerates and businesses throughout this country that have basically taken over, and now we're their prey. Well, they could do whatever they want to us. So we need to sue them. And it's not about money. It's about changing the rules of the game, the laws, so they're more fair, the taxes, so they pay what they're supposed to pay, stop hiding money offshore, stop ExxonMobil every week or every few weeks. I live right by the ExxonMobil, the richest company in the world. They have been polluting my neighborhood forever. And instead of fixing it, which they have the money and the technology to make it come out clean, instead of that, the fine is low enough where they just pay the fine, because it's cheaper to pay the fine than to fix the issue so we can breathe better. That has to be illegal, you know? And there are hundreds of examples like that out there. But my biggest problem is with the company Monsanto. They are, it's frightening. I do not, how is a company, the federal government, the Supreme Court, has made it where you cannot sue Monsanto even if it makes our food sick? I mean, even if the food they give us makes us sick. How is that legal? That has to stop. We have to stop allowing the companies to own our politicians. That has to stop. We need it. There's a giant worldwide march this Saturday against Monsanto. 149 countries, 2 million people. I mean, it's going to be huge. And hopefully, I was just a few days ahead of bringing it to the forefront of the American people. What I'm afraid of is that it won't reach the news at all. I mean the television sets. It probably won't reach the news at all, because, or just very briefly, because they don't want it on the news. Those companies own the news channels. Our freedom of the press is being suppressed. I mean, if you read my petition, I mean, there are all sorts of, and I'm not a lawyer, so it's not perfect, but the idea is correct. If this doesn't happen, people are going to start striking. They had a big strike in the Grand Central Station in New York the other day. Thousands of people marching through it, disrupting it. It's going to get worse, too. I'm trying to have a logical, peaceful resolution to what's going on, you know? I want peace, and I want the big monster companies to play by the rules. That's all I want, you know? And I want green energy and clean food. I mean, this shouldn't be asking too much. Well, you know what I mean, Nick?
I understand, and I hope that attention is drawn just to the fact that there's things that need to be fixed, and these are big problems, and it does feel like the media is completely being controlled and managed and sort of being instructed as to kind of what's okay to focus on and what's not okay to focus on. And that controls sort of people either being energized or just being diffused, as if though none of these things are important or a big deal. And that's problematic. And the fact that the politicians are pretty much being manipulated into doing what is in the best interest of whoever's filtering and throwing money into their bank accounts or supporting their campaigns. It's messy, and it's kind of disappointing. So
it's horrible. And you know how they're doing it, Nick? They're not buying the politicians per se. You know, they're doing is threatening them. Well, they're offering a deal. Okay, if you support this and this, we'll help you with your campaign. We'll do whatever it takes to get you elected as long as you vote the way we want you to vote. And the reason they're going along with it is because, well, A, right now that's legal, but B, if they don't go along with it, they will find dirt on them to bash them and get rid of them. And in the meantime, they're finding the new man who will play along with their game. So either they play the game or they don't get elected. So it's a huge problem. The politicians, the men and women up there can't be completely honest with us because they're sellouts, and that's the only way they can keep the job. That has to change. And that happens at big government and small government. It's happening and all over the world. In other parts of the world, people are so desperate, they come in there, flash some money at them. Next thing you know, the big companies own the land. They own everything. They own the whole country. I mean, it's a joke. These companies are so big, they can literally buy the entire country. I mean, it has to change. Otherwise, who knows what's going to happen? Because now we're at a point where technology is so great. They could phase us out. They could starve us. They could do whatever they want to us. And people think, people always say America is the richest country and the strongest country in the world. Well, guess what? These businesses just simply don't care about us. We're just a number, just like some poor farmer in the Philippines or Central Africa. They don't care. Wherever they can make more money and play the game with their rules, they're doing it. Half of the United States, half of all the people in the United States do not have a good, productive job. By that I mean a living wage where you can afford your rent and you know, have good food and all that stuff, number one. Two, 40-hour work week. Three, health care. We have to have that. Overtime pay, they're trying to knock out our overtime pay. That passed, the Congress passed that. I haven't heard what happened to it, but the Congress, because the Republicans run the Congress right now, or they have the majority, they passed that. So now, if that does pass and the president does sign it, and I hope to goodness he won't, but if that were to pass, okay, now your job can make you work 60 hours a week for the same amount of money you were doing. They will weed out the weak workers, get rid of them, and make you work as long as they can, and then they'll frighten you because there'll be another desperate person right behind you. So you know you have to work that 60, 70 hours a week. And that could just be the beginning of what they're trying to cut. I mean, they're busting up all the unions across the country. Unions are pretty much done. I mean, they're very weak. I think that Chicago and the Northeast is still pretty strong. But the rest of the country is just in horrible shape with unions. And they're not angels either, but we got to have someone fight the monster, you know? So, I really appreciate you talking. Anything fun you'd like to talk about or anything else on your mind, Nick?
Carrying on and doing what we have to do, you know. There's a lot, always a lot going on, but on this topic, I think you've got it pretty much well covered.
Do you appreciate what I'm doing? I mean, do you think it's worth going after? Is this something? I mean, I'm just one little guy. I need a lot of signatures, you know? Do I need to reword the petition so people understand I'm not trying to sue? I don't know. Who's on TV? I don't even know who's on TV. I'm not trying to sue these people. I'm not trying to sue Robert De Niro. They're rich. Yeah. That's fine. They're not controlling the world, and that's not – I don't want people to think that's who I'm talking about, you know?
I think if you were to put sort of a paragraph or a blip, you know, in the beginning, just that adds some of that, what you're saying, I think that would be helpful. And say it just like that. Say it just like you're saying it right now, just very plain terms, you know.
Words conglomerations and corporations instead of
– Right.
I don't want people to think that I'm out there because I'm not jealous of rich movie stars, you know, and they're not the ones polluting and destroying the world. I don't think they're doing enough. I don't think they're screaming loud enough, but that's their choice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but I think
okay,
I think that is a good point. It's a differentiator in the sense that if you say, you know, it's not like even capitalism, when it's done right and it's just people being successful or working hard and making it, but they're not cheating they're not cheating by manipulating the system. They're not backdooring and doing things that they're not supposed to be doing and basically manipulating what was intended to be there to help people prosper. And they're not jading the system so that it basically works so far in their favor that it alienates a huge percentage of the population from being able to do better and have a better life. So I think differentiating what that is from...
They're cheating,
and that's where the real problem is at. You know, that's where the big issue
right.
is at. Because
the problem isn't capitalism; it's the cheaters of the capitalism.
That's right, they're cheating, they're manipulating, and they're buying people and threatening and trying to control, and they're using money to influence that power, and that's unfair, and that there has to be a way to help stop that. And that's very different from, you know, companies or even big companies that have just worked hard, done things right, treat their employees right, or doing, you know what I'm saying, providing the right things for the country and for the company.
We would investigate all the companies, and the guilty parties would go to trial, and the innocent would be cleared. I really appreciate what the Apple CEO said on the news the other day about, look, yes, we do have tax shelters, and we are not hiding, but we do have money on offshore accounts and all this, but we have paid everything that is required of us by law. So so their point is, and I really appreciated that, because their point is, look, it's you guys, it's the government. Change the rules, we'll change with it. I mean, they have so much money, it's disgusting. I mean, they're not worried about it. You know, a few billion more, they don't care. They'll come out with iPod 6 and make $40 billion. I mean,
right.
You know?
Right. And if the system is set up, I agree. And if the system is set up where they are able to do certain things legally, correctly, by the way the laws are, and if the laws are jaded in order to help conglomerates in order to help companies, and they take advantage of that, you know, then it starts to get blurry as to really whose fault that is. You know, I mean, I'm not saying where you know it's a blatant immoral or incorrect thing to do, but if the tax codes say you're going to pay this and you're going to do that, and they're able to invest money in different ways or bring it out different ways on balance sheets and things like that to stop from having to pay taxes or doing things with it, I mean, you know, it becomes a little blurrier on who's really at fault here. I mean, if the system can't be broken, and if it is broken, then it's difficult to say how to hold people accountable for what needs to be fixed. So
it is difficult, and it would be a massive, enormous lawsuit that would take 2 or 3 years just to get it ready for the courts. You know, maybe 4 years. I don't know, but the investigation, I think they call it discovery, when you're gathering your information, I think that would be a huge amount of time. I don't know what the laws are. I'm not a lawyer. All I know is these people are cheating. They're cheating so bad that they've won, that this game is over. We have to change the rules of this game, and so we all have a fair shot at playing a fair game again. Now, they're still going to be the richest companies of the world. They're still going to do whatever they want to do, you know, but we have to limit everything. We have to have a voice. We have to start complaining. We really do. Otherwise, we're just dead ducks. I mean, they can genetically modify us, our food, that could give us cancer. I firmly believe that Monsanto has been making us sick and fat for the last 10, 15 years. whatever they're doing to that food is very unhealthy, and it's making Americans the fattest country in the world. We weren't always like this. We weren't fat, lazy slobs, but we're unhealthy. We all have diabetes. We all have all kinds of issues. They're poisoning our food. And the Supreme Court said that Monsanto cannot be sued even if the food makes us sick. Now, that is playing God now. They're playing God with our food. We can't let them do that. And they're playing God with our food and trying to hide it from us. All right, you're going to do genetically modified food? Whatever. I don't want to eat it. They're taking that choice away from us, Nick. You have to get certified organic food. It's very expensive. It's not in a lot of places. A lot of people don't have a transportation to get there or the money to buy it. I mean, they are coming out with an app, a Monsanto app, where you scan the barcode at the grocery store, and it'll tell you who made it. So that's a very good idea. But this is how worried people are about this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you think there's a future in, and I was reading recently that there's restaurants and people and stuff that are, they're starting to grow all their own stuff, even the restaurants. They've got, you know, an area in the restaurant that they're growing their own fruits and vegetables and stuff like that through hydroponics and some other technology that just doesn't even require soil, but gets the nutrients into them and causes them to grow. I don't know if it's good or bad or whatever, but I mean, do you think that eventually people will just start going back to kind of doing their own thing on their own, and that might help?
The fortunate few, but say 90% or more of Americans will just keep buying whatever's at the local grocery store.
Yeah,
Monsanto owns 90% of the seed in the United States, of the corn, soy, alfalfa, and like four or five other things. If you look, they also invented I can't remember right now. What's that stuff they outlawed in New York City because it was making everyone sick? Do you remember the saturated something, the high fructose corn syrup? They invented that. And they invented that I can't remember right now. I had a rough day. I barely got the show started on time. I couldn't prepare. It's been a little crazy today. But if you read my tweets I have all kind of information for people to find what Monsanto is doing, because they are gigantic monsters that are buying up all the world's land and soil. Well, not buying it, but they're implementing their seeds throughout the world, genetically modified seeds that I think in the very near future they'll be so good at it that they can do whatever we want, aka make people sterile, give them cancer, wipe out sections of the earth that the U.S. military tells them to do. I mean, this is a big, huge deal. And it would be so much cheaper than invading the country and blowing it up and then rebuilding it and blah, blah, blah. I mean, they just phase them out, make them sterile, you know, and they won't even know it. They won't even know it. they will eventually find out, but they'll already be sick. So I don't like it. These are the masters of war. That's who these people are. They invented Agent Orange, Splenda. We know Splenda causes cancer. There's a whole giant list of disgusting things, Roundup, that these people, they're killers. That's their job. They kill. They invent things that kill. So
yeah, I didn't
how's
realize
your house
they
coming,
made,
bro?
They made, oh, it's coming along. It's coming along. You know, we got the two showings tonight, so... you know, people will look at our place.
Oh, the house you're selling. Oh, wonderful.
We're trying, yeah. You know, we're just trying to work on it a little bit at a time and, you know, just cranking away at it. You know, got to get it rented or sold or something. So we're working on that. And, you know, trying to box things up and pack and start to get things ready, you know.
Exciting. So, wow, it's going fast, isn't
it?
It
is.
Three more weeks?
It's, yeah. June 10th is the close date, and then June 12th is the move date. So that's the tentative date we're going
to
be moving. So, you know,
two, three weeks
away.
Have you spoken to our beautiful sister lately?
I have not had a chance to talk to my beautiful sister yet. She seems like she's still kind of processing things, and maybe she's still a little bit upset. But I'm hoping in time, you know, they say time heals all wounds, and I'm hoping that this will not be the exception and that things will get better. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
So
let me run a couple of things by you real quick, Nick.
Sure.
So just ideas I jot down. I have ideas all about elephant sort of things all over. I want to see what I could do about starting a nighttime in the park type thing around urban cities where everyone's invited. It's for free. I don't know how it's funded, the mayors or whatever, donations. You know, there's a million ways to do it. But you go to the park. Everyone's there. There's food. There's basketball. It's a whole community thing where people come. They get frisked before they come in. This is bring yourself. No guns allowed. No weapons allowed. This is a place you go to meet your neighbors, to meet people, talk. Look, hi, my name is Carlo. You know me now. You don't have to sell crack anymore. You know, what do you want to do with your life? What do you need to help you? Oh, maybe they need help getting their GED. Oh, well, maybe there'll be people there to help them. Look, go to, you know, here's a brochure. Here's how you can get your GED. Maybe they would need just to make friends, just so we're not so distant from each other. We have to start pushing people or bringing people closer together, you know?
Yeah,
we have to
I think doing that in a public way.
In a public way, because we're all engaged with the TV and the video games, and we're chasing this dragon, this evil dragon of money. And they keep pushing their products on us. Didn't you take a class on this, Nick? Subliminal messages?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they put subliminal messages all over the TV, sound effects, all kinds, and they have perfected the art of creating cravings for us. They've perfected how crunchy a Dorito should be or a Frito, how much flavor exactly to make you want to eat more, and then they're malfunctioning our brains. This, to me, is a big part of the lawsuit. The chemicals they're putting in our food are, when a human is full, the belly sends a message to the brain saying, I'm full. Nick, they have found a way to disconnect that. So you keep eating this stuff. Your belly's screaming, I'm full, but it's not. It's not reaching your brain, you know?
Right.
That has to be illegal. They are literally messing with our brains. How is that not illegal? It is illegal. Then we have to bring them to court. Well, we have a minute left, Nick. Anything else you want to... Oh, I had one more idea, Nick. I want to make big, beautiful peace symbols made out of donated and collected guns. Big, beautiful, you know, 20-foot-high peace symbols in our parks and in wherever there's room for art, painted beautifully, and then have like a plaque underneath. This sculpture was made out of 4,000 guns that were donated, that we were collected and donated. What do you think of that? Big peace symbols.
Very, very, very cool idea. Very cool idea.
Oh, you like that idea? Great.
I do like that idea. I do like that idea because it's symbolic and it also focuses on stopping the violence. So I like
Sure. Hey, Nick, this was a great show. You were with me the whole half an hour. I know you're busy. You're at work, right?
I am.
I wish we could talk more, but 10 seconds left, buddy.
All righty.
So I got to let you go.
Okay.
I'm glad you called, Nick, because I just wasn't prepared. I really appreciate it, Nick.
It's all good. Right? Worked out great. Take care, bro.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.